This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Preparations are in full swing in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana for counting of votes on Tuesday for the assembly elections. Robust security arrangements are being put in place at all counting centres across Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir for a smooth conduct of counting. In Haryana, a voter turnout of around 67% has been recorded in the assembly polls. Single-phase polling for all 90 constituencies in the state was held yesterday. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting took place in three phases on 18th and 25th of September and 1st of this month. The overall voter turnout across all three phases was recorded at 63.88%. The assembly election was significant for the Union Territory as it was the first since the abrogation of Article 370. In Maharashtra, at least seven members of a family, including three minors, were killed after a fire broke out at a single-story building in Chembur area of Mumbai. The mishap occurred early this morning when a shop at the ground floor of the building caught fire due to faulty electrical wiring and later spread to other parts of the building. Further investigation is underway. President of Maldives Dr. Mohamed Muizu will arrive in New Delhi today on a five-day state visit to India. During the visit, the Maldives president will meet President Draupadi Murmu. He will also hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. During his stay, Dr. Muizu will also visit Bengaluru and Mumbai, where he will attend business engagements. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has carried out searches in multiple raids in connection with an ongoing investigation into a terror financing case involving Jaish-e-Mohammed. The raids were conducted yesterday across five states and union territories, including Jammu and Kashmir, Maharashtra, Uttar Pradesh, Assam and Delhi, covering 26 locations. During the searches, NIA team seized several incriminating documents, electronic devices, pamphlets and magazines. The suspects were engaged in radicalizing individuals and recruiting into the Jamaat outfit inspired by Jaish-e-Mohammed. The Indian Air Force is conducting a mega air show at Marina Beach in Chennai. The air show is a prelude to the celebration of the 92nd Annual Air Force Day. Thousands of people have gathered at Marina Beach to watch the aerobatic performance. Nearly 72 aircraft are taking part in the air display. Fighter jets including Tejas, Mirage, Sukhoi 30 MKI, Jaguar and Poseidon aircrafts and latest Prachand helicopter are participating in the thrilling air show. The Surya Kiran aerobatic team and Sarang helicopter display team are showcasing the operational capabilities during the show. Israel has expanded its strikes in Lebanon. Yesterday, it bombarded a Palestinian refugee camp deep in the north part of the country, Lebanon, targeting both armed groups, Hezbollah and Hamas, for the first time. As per the media reports, after fresh strikes in Israel, Hashim Safieddine, the presumed successor to the slain Hezbollah leader, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, has been out of contact. As per the reports, he was killed in an airstrike targeting him and other high-ranking members of the armed group in southern Beirut. In the meantime, French President Emmanuel Macron yesterday called for a halt on its arms deliveries to Israel for use in Gaza. On the other hand, Israeli Prime Minister has slammed the French President, saying all civilized countries should be standing firmly by Israel's fight against the forces of barbarism led by Iran. World Cerebral Palsy Day is being observed today to raise awareness about the condition and promote inclusivity. Several events are being held across the country to raise awareness about cerebral palsy and empower those affected by it. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will lock on with arch-rival Pakistan in Dubai today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. A win would give Harmanpreet Kaur's team their first points and some breathing room, having lost their opening match against New Zealand on Friday. On the other hand, the men in blue will take on Bangladesh in the first T20 international of the three-match series in Gwalior today at 7 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.